Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin. This is kind of a oxymoron, but happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Now, we know Lana's pumped up today because the Vikings won against the Green Bay Packers in a thrilling fashion yesterday. Your boyfriend, Paul, was sending me videos of your... What's the bar that you went to? It's like a Vikings bar?
I don't know how to pronounce it. Riviera?
Okay. Close enough.
It's on Del Mabry.
Okay, cool. So, all right. I saw a bunch of videos. You guys are going nuts. It was something to celebrate. Way to go. We gave you a lot of trash about the Vikings. You won yesterday. Congratulations.
Yes, that was such a fun game. It was very stressful for all of us. And then it's like, you're going to kick? Why would you depend on our kicker? They never do well. So.
Well, they did yesterday.
And also, Kevin says that helps the Bucs.
Yes, it does. Because if we're looking for seeding, the Packers are obviously around the same win-loss ratio as the Packers are. For the Bucs. Yeah. And so any loss for the Packers only helps the Bucs. Of course, the Bucs have to win.
Right.
That'd be a bigger prop thing, but which they can do tonight against the Giants. So they should win. But
Home game, Monday Night Football.
Yep. And everybody lost again yesterday that needed to lose. Panthers, Saints, they both lost, so they can gain another game in the division. This happened again 2 weeks ago, and then they lost.
All right.
So, can't lose tonight. It's a big opportunity. They're undefeated at home. Let's go.
All right, here we go tonight. And that game time is?
I think it's at 8:15.
Yeah, it's late.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that always starts late.
Ouch. I hate it.
All right, so that's going on. I had a heck of a road trip this weekend. I know this is not really that big of a problem, but it just was a long drive. I had to go pick up a trailer in Atlanta. Why? Because there's one that has to fit by a certain type of boat. And they happen to have a trailer that was thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars less than some dealerships wanted here.
And then I'll drive to Atlanta.
And then I asked for the delivery fee, and it was almost as much as the trailer. I go, I'll come get it. Well, I didn't regret it, but man, a shout out to the truck drivers and people who drive for a living. Oh my gosh. 14 hours, eight there, eight back. A little bit slower on the way back, obviously, because I was towing, but whew. I was just like, get me out of this car. I never want to drive it again.
you said you have a story that you want to tell us at 7:40 this morning.
I will. Something interesting happened to me in a convenience store in Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So I will tell you about that. And that happened on Saturday morning, but it was pretty funny. And it was a funny interaction. So I'll tell you about that at 7:40. Of course, the QYK cash flow. Don't forget about that. Right in time for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could win thousands.
And thousands
of dollars coming up at 8:20.
And we did get a winner on Friday. What? Rita won. Yeah, Rita won. And so congratulations to her. So we have a new amount that we are working on.
Rita won $2,617.20.
It was 20 cents. Yeah, that's what it was. So we have a new amount. So let's get somebody paid today.
8:20. All right, let's do that. How about this? Martina McBride tickets coming up at 6:20 with our secret celebrity.
Yep, she's
that's
doing
fine.
Yep, big Christmas show coming up on December 5th. So we'll have tickets for that for our secret celebrity.
All right, very cool. Right now, though, we want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Yes, you. What are you doing up right now? It's a Monday morning. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. We'll get you on the air. Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, thinking about you. Good morning.
I live in St. Pete, but I'm on my way to Tampa to go to work.
All right. What do you do for work?
I work at St. Joseph's Hospital. I'm a surgical technician.
Yay. Oh,
very
so
nice.
Much.
Thanks for what you do. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes. Excellent weekend.
All right. Very nice.
Awesome.
Well, listen, we hope you have a great day, and thanks so much for calling. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. What part of town are you in right now?
I'm in Riverview.
All right. And what in the world are you doing up right now?
I'm going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love the inflection in your voice.
At this point, I'm tired. I don't want to go to work.
I say it every day.
I don't think you're alone. What do you do for work?
I work in a nonprofit veterinary clinic.
Okay. Well, you're doing some good things.
I love that.
I love my job. I absolutely do. It's an amazing place to be at.
All right. Well, give it a shout out. What's it called?
Harmony Vet Care.
All right, very nice.
You can play with dogs and cats all day. How fun.
Yes, all day long. It's so much fun.
That's Lana's dream job right there.
It is. I love it. And I love listening to you guys on the way to work.
Hey, we appreciate you having us on. You have a great day. And get some rest when you can, okay?
Yes, I will. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, coming up next, we're going to play for Martina McBride tickets at Secret Celebrity right after this. Tim Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR Lana Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go check out Martina McBride. She's going to be at the Mahaffey Theater on December 5th, a little Christmas tour that she is doing. So this will get you in the mood for the holidays. But tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, we do fried turkeys. We do green bean casserole and sweet potatoes and dressing and all that good stuff. I also am in charge of cooking the beans. And at times for Thanksgiving, we've done fish fries also. But I figure this year we'll stick to the traditional stuff.
You know, at one point, he didn't have much. And now he's got all this, if you think about this guy.
Yeah, well, he comes from just a small town in USA.
That is true. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be cooking turkeys till my last day.
That's right. Saying. And while they're there, this is why they drink.
Right.
Because of whatever's going on, they're going to have one.
It might be because the Arkansas Razorbacks lose a lot, because he is a big Razorbacks fan.
Ooh,
from Arkansas.
Yes.
Do you think he'll say, you look like I need a drink?
Yeah, I do. Actually.
Why they drink?
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I don't really think he kind of cares.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he kind of don't care.
Kind of don't care.
Yeah. All right. Who could it be?
Who could it be?
800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, we got Jessica on the phone. It's 995 QYK. She's playing Secret Celebrity with us. Good morning, Jessica. Where are you at right now?
I am driving back to Lake Wales from Land O'Lakes.
All right, very nice. Drive safe. So who's our secret celebrity?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, we do fried turkeys. We do green bean casserole and sweet potatoes and dressing and all that good stuff. I also am in charge of cooking the beans. And at times for Thanksgiving, we've done fish fries also. But I figure this year we'll stick to the traditional stuff.
Justin Moore.
Justin
Moore.
We got a fun little night out for Christmas for you. Martina McBride on December 5th going to be at the Mahaffey.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Kind of get you in the Christmas spirit. And obviously, if someone very talented like Martina, going to be playing there for you.
Awesome. Love her.
All right. Hang on for me. We'll get y'all hooked up, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
There you go. I think there was another really cool concert at the Mahaffey not too long ago. Didn't you remember that one?
Yes, our guitar pull.
The guitar pull is awesome. All right, she's all hooked up on that. We'll have more of those tickets tomorrow morning at 6:20 with Secret Celebrity. Coming up next, Lana, there is a family that is being punished, I think, for doing something great here in the Tampa area.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break it down, and I also want to see what people think about this. It's next on 995 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, I get why certain communities have HOAs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Homeowners Associations. 995 QYK, JR Lana, Kevin here. But I think they've gone a little far, this particular one, in West Chase. Now, before we get to this, Kevin, have you ever had any run-ins or notices by your HOA?
100% yes, multiple times.
For what? Can you?
Not pressure washing my driveway, not mowing the grass in a reasonable amount of time, leaving the garbage cans out past one day.
That one happened to me.
That's just a couple of them. Yeah, so there's been a few others, but those are the three I can think of.
I will say this. First of all, you're a person that mows your lawn all the time, so that's kind of ridiculous.
It was like during the winter, you know, when you don't mow it as often, and they guess they noticed a few weeds.
Yeah, I understand that, you know, if someone's lawn's out of control and you're next to that, that can be very annoying and whatnot.
Sure.
Or not keeping your house up in some way, and it kind of just looks bad on the block. Understood. Totally get it. Well, this is ridiculous because this family in West Chase are getting national attention right now because they put up their Christmas decorations too early, according to the HOA. They say they have a rule that they cannot put up any decorations till Thanksgiving Day.
Really?
They could be fined up to $1,000 by their HOA. And people are speaking out about this, like, what are you talking about? Even Mariah Carey. Has the self-proclaimed Ooh. Queen of Christmas.
Yes.
It says there's no regulating when it comes to festivities.
That's
no.
right.
Now, the reason why they put their Christmas lights up so early is because they had a company do it for them, and they had to book this last year.
Correct. So last year, they didn't get the company to come out. So I think they might have done it themselves last year. Well, this professional company came out and did it. And by the way, the house looks awesome.
It's amazing.
It's not like it was like, you know, half, you know what. I mean, this thing looks great.
Right. All the lights are working and they're up on the trees. And this company did a good job. And in order for this couple to have these decorations put up by the company, they're like, man, we're booked, but we can do it. What is it? November 6th. So they put the lights up on November 6th and they look amazing.
They were trying to get this booked ahead of time. This is what the company had available. They did this and they said, we never thought it would come to this. The HOA, they've now hired an attorney. Well, actually, an attorney spoke. I don't know if they've hired them yet, but the attorney says that before, in order to give a fine, they have to go to a vote. And that's a little bit ridiculous and a waste of resources, in my opinion. Now, every place you go right now is playing either Christmas music or it's decorated for Christmas. I mean, because there's a lot of things going on, and why not be festive?
Right.
Now, me personally, I probably wouldn't put my own Christmas lights up till Thanksgiving. That's more because I'm a procrastinator versus, but I think if you do a great job, I think it looks great. Now, if you leave them on too long, I could see that. If you didn't do them very, you know, if they're kind of like, what if you're like Glonna's house and half of them are out.
Yep.
You know, I could see that.
Yeah.
Or if you had a bunch of extension cords running down the driveway or something like that. I could see that, but for putting your Christmas lights up professionally.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. All started from a complaint from a neighbor.
Of course.
It always does.
Of course. By the way, if you're on the HOA board, appreciate what you do and all that. But it's usually a lot of bored people that are retired and have nothing else to do but just crush you when it comes to this kind of stuff. I mean, trash can things.
I know.
That happened to me too. If you leave them out for, you know, 4 days after the fact, get it. But if it's a day afterwards and all of a sudden you get a notice on top of your trash can saying, I mean, that's just someone driving around looking to do something.
It's true. My neighborhood put up their Christmas light before even Halloween. They have a professional company come in and do it. They just haven't turned them on yet, but they're there and they have like a wreath that's been there for over a month, but they just haven't turned them on. So our HOA's ready.
Were you offended when you saw this?
No, I wasn't.
I mean, that's the thing. I can't even believe that there's a fine. It could be $100 up to $1,000 unless they take them down right away. Again, this couple's in West Chase. I think this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, my gosh. People were talking about, like, people that are not in the neighborhood that are not, you know, for this. They're saying, the lights aren't egregious. Like we said, it's done professionally. Mm-hmm. They look good. We've seen a photo of the house. It looks great. It's on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. I just don't get this.
No.
This is people that are bored. Really. I just was shocked when I read this story. But this family is going through this right now. I guess my question to people is, do you think this is appropriate to do? I mean, is there any grounds for a fine on this? Has this ever happened to you? I want to know. And what would you tell this family if you were to talk to them on the street? That's what I would like to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Well, like we said, HOAs can serve a great purpose.
Sure.
All right, 995 QYK. But we're talking about this family in West Chase that is being threatened that they're going to get fined up to $1,000 for putting their Christmas lights up too early. Now, they are up right now, and they've been done professionally. That's something that we should definitely point out. Mm-hmm. And the house looks great.
Yes. They had to do them this early because it was the only time they could get an appointment to have them done. And it looks amazing.
And I know people in my neighborhood that have them up already.
Mine too.
They look great. We, you know, we made some examples of why that might not be okay to do that. But I wanted to get people's reactions on this. We got Emily in Plant City. Emily, what do you think?
Well, our neighborhood goes all out. My parents' neighborhood in Sarasota goes all out for Christmas. They start putting up lights back in like September.
Wow.
So I am all for the Christmas lights.
Yeah. I mean, and what would you tell these people?
I'd tell them, keep them up.
Yeah.
Like Christmas cheer. We need it.
Right. I definitely agree with that. And I also think that there's got to be neighbors in that neighborhood that think this is ridiculous, too. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it will show up for the vote.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I don't know if you can vote unless you're on the HOA board.
Right.
But I think that you should be like, all right, cool. You want to fine them? We're all going to help you out with a fine.
There you go.
I feel like if I was their neighbor, I'd show up and do that.
Absolutely.
All right, no way that's happening. Or I'd put my lights up, too. Say, everybody's with us. Let's just all put them up now.
Now you're talking. I like that idea. Put my lights up.
Not going to lie to you, Emily. I'm kind of spiteful when it comes to these things. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Like
you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. All right, let's take another call right now. It's 99.5 QIK. What would you do?
I would definitely not do anything that the HOA wants them to do because misery loves company, and I would fight it.
That is true. Misery does love company, but you definitely would fight it.
For sure. Why not? Why are you trying to, like, lower down spirits for it?
Yeah, I know. It is supposed to be an uplifting thing for the holidays and kind of bring joy to people. I totally agree with you.
Say Christmas at that, like all holidays, like I can understand Halloween or something like that maybe, but
right.
Christmas, like that's supposed to be uplifting spirit.
Yeah. And like you said, Halloween, maybe you decorate for, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like your house is decorated the longest for Christmas.
Christmas,
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
Exactly.
Your kids and families get to enjoy it in the whole neighborhood for a while. But I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, come on. There's better things to do.
Now, I can see if you wanted to say it on a date, like, okay, by the 15th, they have to come down because there is nothing worse than
leaving on too long. Absolutely.
Yeah, leaving out your lights up too long. It's now March, April, and people's lights are still right. up. But, I mean, celebrating the holidays early, there's nothing wrong with that.
I just not even early. I mean, I understand Christmas is until the 25th, but what are you talking about here?
I know.
I mean, it just looks, and like I said, the house looked awesome. It's
right.
done professionally.
So right now, they actually have to keep the lights off. They can't actually turn them on until Thanksgiving. So
that is ridiculous. I can't believe that. Come on, people. That's ridiculous. So hopefully people will get behind this family. It's the Moffa family. So Moffa family, we are behind you.
We are behind you. Woo.
Feel free to come on the show anytime you want. If you want to reach out to us, that is ridiculous. But I want to let you know about what's going down in West Chase for this family that put up their Christmas lights apparently too early, according to the HOA. All right, coming up next, we got our Military Monday. Going to honor a military member in our community. And it's actually a mom recognizing her son.
Tampa Bay's morning crew want to honor and thank those who protect and serve our country. Time now for Military Monday on 99.5 QYK.
It is Military Monday. We have Erica on the phone who wants to recognize her son this morning. Good morning, Erica. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We are doing great. We want to hear all about David. Tell us how he serves us and a little background on him.
Well, David is 19 years old. He has dreamed of being a soldier since he was three.
Wow.
Three? Wow.
He knew at three he wanted to be a soldier. And at 17, he did the delayed entry program, left for boot camp before he even got to get his high school diploma.
Mm.
And he decided that he wanted to do the grunt work. So he's out there handling the weapons and doing all of the dirty stuff.
Mom, wow. How did you do it?
She's doing it now.
when it's his lifelong dream and he achieves it, I just say I love you and be safe.
Oof. Now, he graduated with honors from high school?
He did.
So he left high school early but also graduated with honors?
Yes.
Wow.
He was due to leave for boot camp, and boot camp started before the graduation ceremony, all of that. So he looked at me, says, Mama, I got to go.
I mean, listen, Erica, you got to be a proud mom because I was there the entire time, and I did not graduate with honors. So.
Now, what inspired him at such a young age? Do you have others in your family that are in the military?
We do. We have a few who are in the military. We're just, very proud of our country, and David ran with that.
Oh,
that is great.
I love that, and at such a young age, too, and that's what he was doing. Good for him.
So, Erica, let me ask you a question. What do you think makes David so great as a soldier? What do you think some of the qualities about him that just said, this guy's going to be successful no matter what he does?
All his stubbornness. He is so stubborn, it's ridiculous. But along with the stubbornness, he's also very compassionate and very caring. They make him such an amazing person.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that you and David like to do when he's home and getting to hang out with you?
Well, we like to go fishing. We like to work on his car. He loves to compete with his little brother, who's about to be 15. In everything.
Very nice.
No.
Well, listen, Erica, we can't thank you enough for reaching out to us. I mean, this is what it's all about, recognizing family members and friends and all that. And you getting to recognize your son and telling us about your son is such an honor for us to learn about him. So just a small token of our appreciation. Our friends at PDQ want to give you a $50 gift card to pass on to him. Maybe you guys can have a meal together or use it however you see fit. But it's just a small token of our appreciation. But most of all, thank him for his service.
Yes.
And thank you, Mom, for the sacrifices you make, Erica. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. We definitely appreciate that. He'll be home next month, so he can use it how he sees fit.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys enjoy your time together. Hang on for me. We'll get all your info. Take care of you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Well, that is what it is all about, getting to recognize family members, friends. We would love for you to nominate someone for Military Monday so we can shine a light on them. Takes 5 minutes, or tell someone that should nominate somebody. 995QIK.com. Like I said, it takes like just a couple minutes. Hit us up and let us know who we should recognize for Military Monday. You can do it at 995QIK.com. And coming up, a brand new 715 Second Date Update.
Time now for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise 715 Second Date Update.
All right, we are trying to start the week off with a brand new 715 Second Date Update. We have Jennifer on the phone. Good morning, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Well, we got this email from you. You were talking about this guy, Carl. Tell us how you met. What'd you guys do on the date?
Yeah, we met online, like 99% of the world these days. And that was cool. He looked just like his pictures. I just want to put that out there right away.
That's good.
He's a hot. And we ended up going to South Tampa. We went to Cask. I don't know if you guys know that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went there. Yeah. Had a great time. I mean, I've been on some pretty awkward first dates. And this one was definitely, I mean, I think it's the best date I've had in a really long time.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he was just like a 10 out of 10. Like,
wow.
He was exactly like his pictures. Super cute. Like, amazing smile. He smelled freaking amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. He was funny. And he was a total gentleman. He picked up the tab. It felt like super old school. He even walked me home because I live really close to the restaurant. I mean, I know it was only a first date, but I mean, I feel like we have a future, and I may have said that to him.
Wow.
I felt really comfortable, yeah, around him. And, you know, I just kind of hinted that I thought we could have a future together. And I've not heard from him not once since our date.
Okay. I mean, you're saying you literally told him that you see a future with him.
I know, and I know that's weird, but I just, like, said it, like, jokingly. I was just, like, cute about it. You know,
he
like,
didn't seem freaked out by it.
No. It's okay. Like, you're two drinks in, you're buzzed, you're feeling good, you do the hand on the thigh, you know, like, all the little fun cues on a date. And you know, he was like, yeah, he's like, you're super cool. He's like, I remember he said, I haven't had this much fun in forever.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like, yeah, it was, like, so genuine, you know?
Well, this is good signs. All these things are great. Well, Jennifer, let's do this. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call him.
Okay, yeah.
All right, hang on.
Please.
All right, we're trying to help out Jennifer this morning on the 715 Second Date Update. She is very excited about this guy, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
So
she called it a 10 out of 10.
Yes. Yep. So we are trying to figure out why he has not gotten back to her. I mean, she did say she told him, I see a future with you, which could be a lot sometimes. I don't know. On a first date, but I guess when you know, right?
Yeah, but she said that he said that this was one of the best dates that he's been on in a long time. So he admitted to her it was good.
All right, let's call Carl and see if we can get on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carl?
Yeah.
Hey, Carl. Good morning to you. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 995QIK. How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm doing okay. What is this?
Well, this is something we call the 715 Second Date Update. We talk to people about dates they go on. We want to see if you had a couple minutes, and we want to ask you a couple questions about a woman that is very, very into you.
It's
a couple minutes.
All right.
Thank you, Carl. We wanted to ask you about Jennifer. Here's what we heard. We heard you guys met online. Oh. You guys went to Cask in South Tampa. She gave you a 10 out of 10 as far as the date went. She even said she told you that she saw a future with you. She told us that you said, I haven't had this much fun on a date in a long time. Seemed like things were really flowing. And now she's been looking for you to ask her back out and has heard nothing from you. And is super confused. So can you help us out a little bit and tell us why you haven't gotten back to her?
What's up, Carl?
This girl is a lot. I'm sorry. I just can't.
She's a lot, you said?
Yeah, she's, I don't know. She just kind of seems like she's a real clinger.
A clinger?
Can you explain why you're saying this?
On the date, she talked about how, one of her friends are getting married soon, and she went dress shopping with her. And then she saw a dress that she liked, and she tried it on, and she bought it. Like, she bought a wedding dress. She's not getting married, but she has a wedding dress now.
Bought a dress.
She bought a wedding dress.
So she just has a wedding dress on, just hanging out.
Yeah. You open up her closet, she will just have a wedding dress in there. That's just no guy.
Wait, and she told you this?
Well, he knows.
Like, how did this conversation come up?
I mean, she said, she could see a future with us. I mean, I thought it was a joke, and then, we just kind of kept talking, and then this came up. And I don't know, it just feels desperate to me.
What was your reply?
Just try to change the subject.
Check, please.
It's like, oh, that's cool. I have a friend. I've been to weddings before,
Oh, yeah, yeah. Weddings, huh?
Did he answer what it looked like, how much it was?
No. All right, well, listen, Carl, we actually have Jennifer on the phone with us.
No, of course, yeah.
We want to bring her back on. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Is that true? You have a wedding dress?
I do, but I feel like he's painting this picture, like, I don't think it's a big deal. And I feel like there's a lot of women out there who would be like, okay, great, yeah, you found the dress. Like, everyone loved it on you. It was on sale. It fit perfect. It was an off-the-rack thing, and normally you have to order it, and it takes a year, and then they have to fit it to you. I mean, this was just, like, the perfect dress. And I'm not saying I need to, like, get married tomorrow. I feel like he's, like, trying to paint me out to be, like, some wackadoo, and I swear to God, I'm not.
Did your friends encourage you to buy this dress?
Yes. I mean, they were, I feel like when you know, like, with the dress. Same with, like, a dude. Like, when you know. I mean, we had a great time, Carl. I mean, you even said it was one of the most fun dates you've been on in a really long time. Didn't you say that to me?
Yeah, but this is too much. This, you see, like, you're crossing a line. You see that? Like, not a lot of
crossing
people
the line,
have a wedding
ask
dress.
You to marry me. Oh, I didn't
would you
ask
just have
you
it,
to marry me.
But yeah, but you're just, you look desperate.
I didn't invite you in to try it on. I didn't say, like,
weird if you tried it on.
Married. Like, it was a first date. I feel like you're overreacting so much.
It's a weird thing to have. You just don't have a wedding dress.
It came up in conversation. We're, like, of the marrying age. All my friends are getting married. I'm not freaking out. I just, can someone step in? I mean, seriously.
Well, let me step in real quick. Let me ask you a question, Jennifer. Do you see how that might freak a guy out, though?
I mean, if I was like, I didn't even ask him when our second date was. I mean, I don't think my behavior was like desperate. I don't
isn't
know.
That
like,
why people are on dating sites in the first place? Is because they want to find somebody to settle down?
Thank you.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm just asking questions.
I don't think Carl would disagree with that. I just think learning that she has a wedding dress on standby may be a little bit intimidating to him, but doesn't mean that she's a bad person or anything like that.
Right. Jennifer, hold on. Let me ask one more question. Do you by any chance have, like, your ring picked out and maybe the place that you want to get married as well?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Just the dress.
Just one thing,
though. Solid dress.
One thing.
It fit well. Looks great on her. It was a good deal. You know what? I will be honest with you. Jennifer, it's not something that I've heard a lot in my life, but hey, this is you. Carl, I'm going to ask you a question. Is this a deal breaker for you? I mean, she sounds very nice.
Yeah, no, this is a deal breaker. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not going to do that.
He didn't text her back in the first place, so yes.
All right.
Seriously? Seriously?
Like, yeah, no, I just think it's a bad look. I think you're going to freak a lot of dudes out.
Potentially, like, you're seriously just letting the potential opportunity just, like, poof. Like, just because a girl bought a dress.
Yep. Yep, that's what's happening.
Yep, that's my answer.
Well, listen, Jennifer, you sound very, very nice, and I'm so sorry that Carl is not interested in a second date. It was very nice meeting you. I'm glad you reached out to us. Now you know why he's not getting back to you, so you're not going to wonder.
Congrats on the score on the dress, though.
Yeah. I guess this is like a lesson not to ever bring that up again.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I hope one day you do get to wear it, and you meet your soulmate, and everything turns out awesome for you. But for Carl, it's just not going to be his thing. So, Jennifer, I'm sorry to tell you that. I appreciate your time this morning. Carl, thank you for coming on, and I wish you both luck.
No, well, I love you guys. Thank you.
You got it.
Bye. You know what? I should have asked her what size that dress was, because maybe she'll want to sell it now.
Well, you're looking for one.
I'll take it off her hands for half price. I'm not looking. I'm just...
Well, yes, you are.
That sounded like you were looking right there.
No, I haven't.
But you are.
You just said, we didn't tell you to say what you just said.
No, I was just thinking I should ask what size it was.
That's right, because you want it.
That's awesome. But listen, you're on a date, some girl ties it. Do you know anybody that did that?
I know a friend of mine who wasn't engaged. They were dating, but they weren't engaged, and she already had her date and her venue picked out.
Date and venue, but not a dress.
Not a dress, but she wasn't even engaged yet.
Yeah, that'd be...
So she was already, she's like, no, we are getting married. We're going to get engaged soon. So I want this place on this date. So I'm just going to book it. I thought that was... She booked it.
Wow. All right. Don't put any names out there, but tell me later which friend this
Ooh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let me hear what you think about this. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Jared, Lana, Kevin here. Just had our 7:15 second date update. Jennifer and Carl not going out again. Carl felt a little pressured when he found out that Jennifer had gone wedding dress shopping with her friend because her friend was getting married. Mm-hmm. She saw a dress there that she liked and said, I'll just pick mine up. She's not engaged. She hasn't been engaged.
She's single. Dating.
Obviously. And so she told Carl that and he goes, a little desperate on your part, I feel. That's what his opinion was. And they're not going back out because of that. Jennifer was obviously very bummed because she was very into Carl and didn't think that was a big deal to tell him that.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, well, we got Teresa on the phone and we're going to find out what she has to say.
Yeah, Teresa in Spring Hill, what do you think?
I think that she was all right for buying a dress. I mean, she's going to end up buying her dress anyways and picking out her dress. I think it was fine. I think he overreacted just a little bit.
So not too premature on any of that?
No. I mean, I think that she was looking for someone. She may be looking for her forever. And I think she was okay with that.
All right.
Thanks, Teresa, for calling. Have a great day.
You have a great day, too.
All right. Bill's in Newport Richey right now. Bill, what are your thoughts on this?
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
All right. How you doing?
Good. What do you think?
I think he's a little overreacting.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see no problem in it. I mean, it's a dress. I mean, you got to look at her personality and who she is, not the dress.
Yeah, but it's a wedding dress. Oh, man.
But if it works out, look at it this way. Carl wouldn't have to buy a dress. It's already bought.
And she got it on sale, too.
Yeah, save money.
There you go.
All right, Bill, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, Scott's in Atlanta Lakes right now. Scott, what do you think?
Hey, good morning, JR and Lana. I was just saying, I met my wife on eHarmony. I lived in Michigan, and she lives in Ohio. And the first time we heard each other talk on the phone, that third day she bought a dress. And we've been married now for 9 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
There's always an exception to the rule, I guess. I like the other side of the coin right now.
So there you go. I mean, she found the dress, and she bought it, and we're happily married. So.
Well, I love hearing that, Scott. I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so there you go.
Well, there we go. Apparently, it's possible. It works out.
It's a thing.
I didn't see people going that way, but hey, good for you, Jennifer. You got a lot of people behind you. All right, I got a funny story for you that happened to me in Atlanta this weekend. Very random. Happened at a convenience store. Someone approached me, and I'll tell you what happened
next
on 995 QYK. They crushed that last night on the AMAs. Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You. We'll have a clip of it coming up in the Music Minute. It's 99.5 QYK. Thanks for having us on. JR, Lana, Kevin here. So I was in Atlanta this weekend, had a drive up there, and I said this earlier, big shout out to the truckers and people that drive for a living. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it, because it was 8 hours each way, and I was like, I don't want to ever be in a car again. And it was just tough. So something happened to me. I was in Atlanta, and I had to go fill up for gas, obviously, on Saturday morning before I drove back. Went to a convenience store, bought a few drinks, you know, for the road or whatever, sure. And some sunflower seeds, as I have right here.
Yep.
And as I was walking out, this gentleman looked at me and said, hey. And I said, hey. And he's like, where are you from, man? I go, I'm from Florida. No. Where are you from? I go, what do you mean? He goes, I've seen you in something. Where are you from? I said, what? And I said, I don't know. Don't really talk about anything like that. And I'm like, I don't know. And his little daughter was with him. And his daughter goes, that's the guy from Nickelodeon, Daddy.
No way. Are you serious?
I swear to you. It happened in a random convenience store in Atlanta. People that don't know, this is not me, like, you know, pumping myself up, but 10 years ago, I was on a show on Nickelodeon called Victorious that Ariana Grande was on. A girl named Victoria Justice was on, and I was on for one episode.
I was just going to say one episode. You don't even look.
Not even close to looking like what I used to.
But, not even close.
But people will say that every once in a while, very rare. That I'll say, like, I think our GM asked me one time that his kids are watching it and go, hey, by the way, were you on that show or whatever that people might recognize me from that random convenience store in Atlanta? He thought he had seen me on something. I don't know if he was talking about that or something else, but his daughter goes, that's the guy from Nickelodeon.
Wow.
It's really weird because when I when I substituted for high school, when I was trying to, you know, be an actor and pursuing this, I mean, you know, students would recognize me because it was kind of like in their wheelhouse. For me, it was like my Saved by the Bell, because it has to do with a bunch of high school kids. So a lot of kids watched it and they would recognize, like, hey, were you in something? And I looked obviously more like I did in the show at the time, but it was really random. I mean, this thing gets played all the time. I still get checks for it. I mean, sometimes they're 37 cents. Other times, other times are, you know, a few hundred dollars. Randomly, we'll get from the Screen Actors Guild because I'm a member of it.
That's
and,
so cool.
It was just, the only reason I'm telling you is because it was random, not because I'm trying to be have an ego here. Yeah, it's really weird, but it's just random convenience store.
Wow, because you don't look anything like yourself. And your name is Rusty on that show.
Yeah, it was Russ. Thank you for paying attention. Your brother's name is Rusty. Anyway, I mean, your kids have seen it, right, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, multiple times. Right. And I'm like, there's JR.
Yeah. Weird. It was. I didn't even know what to say. I was like, I was on
the
show.
Did you take a photo and sign some autographs?
No. They didn't want that. But, that's so funny. But it was just
a little girl. That's a guy from the TV show.
Great.
But anyway, random story.
That's awesome.
So in certain convenience stores in Atlanta, I'm really big.
I'm big
deal. I'll tell you that right now. But it was funny. But anyway, I thought I'd share that story with you. But all right, coming up. So we had a lot of great artists on our QYK guitar pool.
Uh-huh.
We just found out, we didn't know this at the time, but somebody...
We speculated.
Uh-huh. Somebody on that guitar pole, they are now, with their significant other, expecting. And we just found this out. Lana says she had clues about this. I want to hear about it coming up. But I kind of missed the clues. Apparently, it's clueless. 810 Music Minute will tell you all about it. It's QYK.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, congratulations to Luke Combs. His song, Cold As You, is now the number one song.
It's good that he finally got some luck and things are working out. It's great. So I was worried about him.
That makes all 12 of his singles that he has released become number one hits consecutive.
Did that ever happen?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think it has either.
That's absolutely huge. Luke Combs is also going to be at the, he's going to be the halftime performer at Thursday's Dallas Cowboys game that kicks off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign.
So tune in to watch my live halftime performance to kick off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign on Thanksgiving Day. Together, we can make sure hope marches on for millions of families in need this holiday season. See you there.
So that's going to be awesome. It's the Cowboys and the Raiders, and that game is at 4:30 on Thanksgiving Day.
So the highlight of that game is Luke Combs.
Obviously. Jimmy Allen and Brett Eldridge are among the stars who will participate in Disney Parks holiday celebrations. They're going to perform the Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration November 28th at 7 o'clock. And then again on December 25th for Disney Parks Magical Christmas Day Parade. Both of those shows are on ABC. Last night, the American Music Awards were on. We had a couple of artists that were out there. Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean, they performed their new single, If I Didn't Love You, and it pretty much sounds exactly like it does on the radio.
I mean, they're crushing that song live. I mean, at the CMAs and then...
Yeah.
Best performances I've seen.
I know. That's amazing. That was live on TV. Kane Brown also sang his new single called One Mississippi, which he beamed in from the campus of Tennessee State University. And a couple awards. Gabby Barrett took home the favorite country song for The Good Ones, also favorite country album. Carrie Underwood took away favorite female country artist. Luke Bryan was favorite male country artist. And Dan and Shay took home the favorite duo. And finally, at our guitar poll, we were kind of, you know, talking backstage and kind of whispering a little bit. Maybe just a speculation about one of the girls from Maddie and Tay. And just announced over the weekend, congratulations to Tay. She and her husband are expecting.
Oh, congratulations. Now, Lana was telling me, first of all, I never wanted to guess at this. I had heard a little bit of speculation about it. But then Lana started bringing some things up at the guitar pool. I'm like, well, I'm not going to ask her about it because that's not happening.
Yeah.
I don't want to get slapped.
Right.
Anyway, but Lana, what were your... You know, your clues.
Well, if you remember, Maddie and Tay had some green outfits on at the CMAs.
Okay.
And Tay's dress was, it was
like
a
looser?
It was fluffy.
Okay.
They like stuck out like super far, just the design mm-hmm. of it. So if you were trying to hide something, that was the perfect dress to wear. But they both wore like the same color. And then when she came to the guitar pole, she had on the stretchy pants and then she had on this oversized kind of sweatshirt that she stayed in. She wore it to do the interview and then she continued to wear it on stage too. And I thought, well, maybe. I mean, you don't want to speculate, but I mean, they are at that age and they've
right.
been married now and their careers are kind of going. I could see if they wanted to start having kids, now would be the time to start doing it for them. And then we just found out they're expecting their first child. It's a little girl in the spring.
Man, I missed that. And I was never going to guess or ever ask a woman that ever. But,
oh, no.
But wow, but I from kinda, a woman to woman there, that's a good eye, Lana.
Yeah, and I was just kind of, I was kind of looking to, like, you know, maybe the way that she was sitting down or, you know, sometimes when women are pregnant, they like to touch their stomachs a lot.
Do you notice that?
And you can kind of see, you know, like I watched her a couple of times. I was like, well, but, you know, you don't want to say anything because it's so not our place.
Right.
And it's not our place to tell anybody until she's ready to.
And it's going
to
be a big announcement,
yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like People Magazine will
right.
pay them to follow along this, so it's got to be a secret till
right.
they're ready to give it away.
But
you were saying that even when she was sitting down, because we did interviews where they were sitting down on the couch, you thought she was... When
kinda,
she sat down on the couch, you felt
kinda
like you
sat
saw?
Down, yeah, maybe like a different, like certain way, like she
wow.
had like a little baby bump or something. I was like, oh, look at that. So
glad you were there, so we didn't have to
yeah.
guess.
Yeah, that's right.
That is your Music Minutes.
All right, thank you, Lana. We are less than 10 minutes away trying to get someone paid with a QYK cash vault. There's a lot of money in there. We'd love to give it to you. Somebody won Friday, so let's just keep it rolling, all right? Less than 10 minutes away. Here's Ryan Hurd, Maren Morris, chasing after you on QYK. So we love shining light on local businesses that are doing great things for our community, especially around the holidays. And Lana, this story is pretty awesome.
Yeah, three different Tampa Bay area law firms are giving back this week for families that are in need. 13 years ago, Pendus Law Firm, they started a Thanksgiving tradition to help families in need by giving away hundreds of turkeys at its Tampa and Orlando offices. Now they do them in Tampa, Orlando, Fort Myers, Miami, and Jacksonville.
Wow.
Now this one is happening today, and it runs until 10:30 or until the supplies runs out, and that is at 816 West Martin Luther King Boulevard. They're all giving away turkeys on a first-come first-serve basis and while supplies last. The Clearwater Law Firm of Carrie, Leisure, and Neal, they're holding their sixth annual free turkey giveaway tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. until they give out their last turkey. That'll be at the firm's office, 622 Bypass Drive in Clearwater. And also, Perenich, the law firm, is partnering with Countryside Cares, Helping Hands for a drive-through Thanksgiving turkey giveaway also tomorrow. And again, that starts at 10 a.m. First come, first serve. And that is at the firm's office parking lot at 25749 U.S. Highway 19 in Clearwater.
I love they're doing that. I love it. Stepping up and doing things for the community.
Yeah, I mean, just literally, you pull up and you get a free turkey. So big props to all of these law firms. Again, Pendis Law Firm. We also have a Perenich, the law firm, and Countryside Cares, Helping Hands, and the Carrie, Leisure, and Neal Law Firm.
Very nice. Your I Feel Good story right there, 99.5 QYK. All right, coming up next, we are going commercial free. Give me 6 minutes. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, and ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers. They won Friday, by the way.
All right. USF grad.
Go Bulls. They did not win on Saturday. They actually got destroyed.
And Chick-fil-A enthusiast, Kevin Ebel, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
Big game in town tonight. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a Monday night football against the New York Football Giants, game at Raymond James Stadium at 8:15. Game will be on ESPN. If you don't have that and just have local channels, it is on WMOR Channel 32, so you can watch it locally without cable if you have that. So Bucks got some favors yesterday. The Saints and the Panthers lost, so got to win tonight. And the Giants have only won three games on the year, so... It's right there for the taking.
And shout out to Lana's Vikings for beating Green Bay.
Yes. Well done.
How'd that feel? Just, you know, like winning.
It's been a long time. Haven't felt that feeling in a while.
So. That's pretty cool, though. You're with all Vikings fans.
Yeah,
you know?
It was such a fun day, but the fact that we won was even better because we almost lost.
All six of you look like you had a great time.
Anyway,
all right, here we go.
All right, there's a Santa meet and greet over at Westfield Brandon, and today's kind of a cool special one. The Tampa Bay Lightning and Thunderbug will join Santa today. So if you're out in the Brandon area, then check out Westfield Brandon because Lightning are going to be over there. Thunderbug, it's always good to have a picture with him. Skyway 10K is happening March 6th of next year, and right now they are looking for volunteers for the race, and the first 500 that will sign up will be granted priority registration for the following year's race, allowing them to bypass the registration lottery system. And the Skyway 10K benefits the Armed Forces Families Foundation, and it's 100% of the proceeds go to that foundation. Volunteer at skyway10k.com is where you email them for if you would like to become a volunteer for next year's race. And finally, Tampa International Airport, they turned 50 this year, and they are expecting a busy, busy holiday season. Up to 80,000 passengers per day on peak days. Thanksgiving, obviously, this week. So a lot of people flying out of Tampa International Airside, but they do have the new blue curbside express lane. This is where passengers can bypass the ticketing level and have no checked bags, which will get them to their gate quicker. So if take advantage of that. And all the airport shops and restaurants are back open. So while you're there, you can go to anything you would like because everything is back open in the airport.
Nice.
Travel safe. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. And go Bucks.
Who let the dogs out?
Monday brought to you by your friends at Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, conveniently located in Seminole, your Ram truck headquarters. And today we are talking about Dixie.
Yeah, Dixie is only 5 months old, so she's just a puppy. She's a 27-pound hound mix, and she is going to be a special adoption. So you need to call the shelter for details. But she is such a cute little dog and is looking for her forever home.
I mean, just by the picture alone, you can tell she has a lot of personality. But check out the video we are going to put up of her on our Facebook page and Instagram just a little bit later, and get more info about Dixie at the Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. That is Dixie, and that is your Mutt Monday. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. All right, Kevin, highlight of the show, sir.
It's got to be your story. You drove up to Atlanta to pick up a boat trailer, and while you were at a convenience store in Atlanta, something happened, and it's pretty good, and someone noticed you. We'll
yes.
just say it at that.
And recognized.
Right.
Recognized.
You can tell the story if you want.
You were on a show called Victorious, which was on Nickelodeon
right.
and starred Ariana Grande. You were on for one episode. Well,
one.
A dad and
that
his
daughter. That just goes to say how great my acting was on Nickelodeon. Yeah, right.
A dad and his daughter were in the convenience store, and the dad goes, I know you. And the daughter goes, he was in Victorious, and you were. That's so cool.
That was random.
Random.
Funny. I had no idea why they were approaching me, because I was like, I didn't think about it at all. But random places that happen.
So great.
And the funniest thing, though, is that JR doesn't look anything like today that he did. That was, what, 10 years ago?
Something
you
like
look
that, yeah.
so different. Your face is just so different.
You're fatter.
Like, no, it's just grown up.
Yeah.
So.
Islam, I don't know how to take that. But I'm kidding. No, I was young.
Look, yeah.
No, I was definitely young.
Yeah.
It was interesting. That was really, it was pretty funny that happened.
That is great.
I love it.
And by the way, the reason I told you that story is not to make me look cool or anything like that. It just was a random thing that happened. And yeah, it's just, it's kind of a joke that with all of us that I was even on the show.
Right.
Because it's random. That was random. And then, one episode somehow got some traction. I mean, it happens every now and then. Just like weird things happen like that when it comes to that show. But anyway. All right, Lana, your highlight.
I love Military Monday because yes. I love honoring people that are here living in our community. And we get to hear the stories and we get to learn about them. And she nominated her son this morning. And I just love the stories. And if you know somebody or you want to honor or brag on somebody a little bit, we'd love to hear from you as well. Military Monday, you just go to our website, 995QIK.com. Go to the Tampa Bay Morning Crew section, and you can nominate somebody and brag on them every Monday with us.
Yeah, and I think Kevin even made it easier to nominate someone. Where's it at, Kev?
Yeah, it's on our Facebook page. You just click the link. It'll go right to the register page.
We want to hear from you.
Just takes a couple of minutes, and then we'll get back with you.
All right, very nice. Well, listen, coming up, QIK Cash Vault, 1120 with Keith. Did I tell you how much money's in there?
Thousands.
Thousands of dollars to give away coming up at 11:20. We'll be back tomorrow. More Martina McBride. Tickets at 6:20. It's going to be a little fun holiday show at the Mahaffey. So we'll give you all the details on that and tickets tomorrow morning at 6:20. It's a good day. Have a great day.
Hey, Cher, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.